Feral Youth, written by Polly Courtney. Chapter 1. Reggie Bell is dead. He was 17. JJ says we saw him get shanked last night, but really and truly, I didn't see nothing. It was all just a blur of hoods, a mad whoosh in the darkness. I heard it though. Reckon half of South heard Reggie Bell die. It was the kind of noise a cat would make if it got stretched and stretched till it snapped. Then nothing. JJ says that's when Reggie died. He says the blood was leaking out of his body from the slit in his neck, and when there was 2 pints all over the road, that's when he died. JJ knows about things like that. He heard more stuff in Young Offenders than I learnt in the whole of Year 10. Alicia? I keep on ripping strips off my exercise book, watching the tiny curls float their way to the floor. Alicia? I let out this big sigh and drag my eyes up to Mrs. Page's face. When it comes to jarring teachers, Mrs. Page ain't the worst at Pembury High, but she's up there. Why do you think George shot Lenny at the end? My shoulders lift up and I let out a long, loud sigh. The rest of the class is watching, waiting for me to say something rude. 'Cause he was a pedo, miss. Laughter travels round the classroom. I smirk, getting back to ripping strips off my book. I'm nearly at the margin now, which is filled with jaggedy biro scribbles. Alicia, that's not funny. Mrs. Page stares at me, her head sticking out like she's one of them long-necked birds. Do you know...